NBC calls off Law & Order spin-off series as woke TV shows continue to flounder. By David Ng on July 15, 2021. NBC has called off its latest spin-off of Law & Order before the new series had even premiered, making it the latest woke TV title to hit the wall. The Comcast-owned network has scrapped its plans for Law & Order. For the Defense, which received a straight-to-series order in May and was supposed to debut in the fall. The series was expected to scrutinize the criminal justice system as well as the criminal defense profession. NBC didn't provide a reason for killing the show except to say the network and Universal Television are continuing to develop another new entry in the franchise, according to multiple reports. Since last year's Black Lives Matter riots, the Law & Order franchise has taken an anti-law enforcement stance. Law & Order, SVU opened its current season with actor Ice-T speaking about how blacks can't trust the police. SVU showrunner Warren Leight told The Hollywood Reporter last year that he believes cops are portrayed too positively on screen. Collectively? Yes. Individually, am I miscontributing to society? I don't know. Collectively, are we? Yeah, he said. The first season of Law & Order, Organized Crime featured a character who accuses New York police officers of gunning down innocent black men with impunity and suffering no consequences. Several woke TV series have recently received the axe from networks. Lovecraft Country, which HBO canceled after one season, depicted cops as racist and sadistic, even going so far as to portray them as members of a bizarre, murderous cult. Other shows getting the axe include CBS legal drama All Rise, NBC's Good Girls, and the Netflix sitcom #BlackIf. ABC's broadcast of the Academy Awards scored a record low rating this year after several celebrities and honorees used the telecast to lecture viewers about racism and politics. ABC's The Bachelorette saw its ratings tank last month following the exit of the show's longtime host Chris Harrison, who left the show after the cancel mob attacked him for defending a contestant who attended a sorority event featuring antebellum-style ball gowns. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.